New, expanded bus routes may soon be on the way for Vancouver Transit riders. TransLink has created proposals for 10 networks to be improved based on the feedback it recently received during Phase 1 of its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan. Input, according to the authority, came from the general public, community groups, stakeholders and multiple levels of government. This includes more buses in and around the Broadway subway extension, when completed in 2027, between Vancouver and UBC, University Endowment Lands, UEL, as well as express routes to Burnaby and New Westminster. A bus loop within Stanley Park is also on the list, which would take riders along the outer edge of the popular attraction before returning to Waterfront Station. Below are the maps of each proposal along with TransLink's summaries of the changes, displayed in italics below. Package A. Prepare the local bus network for the opening of the Broadway subway, Vancouver, UBC, UEL. See images 2 and 3 in gallery. The Broadway subway extension of the Millennium Line to Arbutus Street is set to open in 2027. This extension will connect the Expo and Canada lines, improve regional access to BC's second-largest job center, and make travel faster along the Broadway corridor, with trips between VCC Clark and Arbutus stations taking just 11 minutes, saving the average commuter almost 30 minutes per day. A map of TransLink's package, a proposal for the Broadway subway extension in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink, screenshot. Package B. Additional future route changes to integrate the local bus network with the Broadway subway, Vancouver, UBC, UEL, see images 4 and 5 in gallery. These proposed route changes would better connect the local bus network with the Broadway subway and would be rolled out gradually after the subway opens. The timing would depend on available funding, necessary infrastructure, and how demand for transit grows in the future. A map of TransLink's package, B, proposal for routes integrated with the Broadway subway extension, expected to be open in 2027, in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink, screenshot. Package E. Provide more transit connections in South Vancouver and South Burnaby, see images 6, 7 and 8 in gallery. In South Vancouver, there are several opportunities to make bus service better and more convenient. Some routes, like Route 8, Fraser Street at Marine Drive, Route 16, 63rd Avenue Loop, and Route 20, Harrison Loop, end in areas where few people get on or off. Meanwhile, the River District has a high and growing demand for transit service, which will require new and better connections to other transit services and destinations. A map of TransLink's package, E, proposal for routes between South Vancouver and South Burnaby in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink, screenshot. Package F. Improve connections to Stanley Park, see images 9 and 10 in gallery. Stanley Park is an important destination for both visitors and locals, and access for everyone highlights the need for better transit service to and within the park. The proposed changes in this package aim to improve connections between rapid transit and Stanley Park, add a new route around the outside edge of the park, making it easier to reach popular sites in the park. These changes would help visitors and locals enjoy easier and more convenient access to Stanley Park. A map of TransLink's package, F, proposal for a bus loop within Stanley Park, to and from Waterfront Station, in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink, screenshot. Package G. Integrate the local bus network with planned future growth areas, Vancouver, UBC, UEL, Burnaby, New Westminster, see images 11, 12 and 13 in gallery. Municipalities across the Burrard Peninsula are growing quickly, with many new neighborhoods being built. The province of British Columbia also recently passed new legislation that makes it easier to build more homes near SkyTrain stations and bus exchanges, which would bring more people and increase transit use. This package suggests changes to make it easier to get to and from these future growth areas within the study area. This includes both new bus routes and changes to existing routes. A map of TransLink's package, G, proposal for routes within future growth areas of Vancouver in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink screenshot. Package, H. Improve service reliability between downtown Vancouver and Phibbs Exchange, Vancouver, North Vancouver. See images 14 and 15 in gallery. Today, three bus routes travel between Phibbs Exchange in North Vancouver to Burrard Station in downtown Vancouver. Route 210, Upper Lynn Valley. Route 211, Seymour. Route 214, Blue Ridge. These buses all travel along McGill, Dundas, and Powell Streets, which carry a lot of traffic and can be very congested at peak commuting times. These bus routes run at different times during the day, and some trips do not go past Phibbs Exchange further into North Vancouver. Traffic delays toward the Second Narrows Bridge can cause problems for bus riders. For example, if a bus heading to Upper Lynn Valley gets stuck in traffic on Powell Street, riders waiting north of Phibbs Exchange have to wait longer for their bus. This can create confusion and delays for everyone. This package of route changes suggests operating these routes entirely within North Vancouver, ending at Phibbs Exchange. A new express bus would then run directly between Phibbs Exchange and Burrard Station. This change would make buses more reliable on both sides of the bridge and provide more frequent and consistent service between Phibbs Exchange and downtown Vancouver. A map of TransLink's package, H, proposal for routes between downtown Vancouver and Phibbs Exchange in North Vancouver in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink screenshot. Package, I. Improve service and reliability on routes to, from, and through downtown Vancouver. See images 16, 17 and 18 in gallery. Many routes to and from downtown Vancouver have complicated paths, which can make the transit network confusing for riders. Some routes like the 4 and 16 also go all the way through downtown, and when there are delays on one side of the route, it can cause problems on the other side too. To make bus service more reliable and easier to understand, we recommend reducing the number of bus routes that travel through downtown by ending them at SkyTrain stations within or near downtown. This would mean creating more places for buses to stop and for bus drivers to take breaks between trips. In some cases, this may require building new or expanding existing bus exchanges at the SkyTrain stations listed in the table on the next page. This would require coordination with external partners such as the City of Vancouver and property owners to identify sites either at or near the stations where these exchanges may be feasible. A map of TransLink's package. Proposal for new routes around Vancouver's downtown core in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink screenshot. Package, J. Make longer trips faster with new express routes, Vancouver, UBC, UEL, Burnaby, New Westminster, see images 19, 20 and 21 in gallery. TransLink is proposing new express bus routes with fewer stops along busy roads in advance of new rapid bus and bus rapid transit, BRT, lines that were identified in Transport 2050 and Access for Everyone. With fewer stops, these express services would make longer trips faster and more reliable, making it possible to access more places by transit within a shorter amount of time. Some of these express routes would follow the same path as current local buses, while others might take a slightly different route to serve more areas and improve connections. These express buses would work alongside local bus services, some of which may see reduced service frequencies. In many cases, these express routes would encourage more people to start using transit before rapid bus or other faster options are added to these corridors. A map of TransLink's package, J. Proposal for new express routes that would connect Vancouver with UBC, University Endowment Lands, Burnaby and New West in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink Screenshot Package, L. Integrate the local bus network with the Millennium Line UBC Extension, Vancouver, UBC, UEL. See images 22 and 23 in Gallery. This project would improve connections across the region and help meet the growing need for transit along the Broadway corridor and to UBC now and in the future. The Mayor's Council endorsed station locations in 2022, and the extension is a priority in the Access for Everyone plan. The next step is for the province to create a full business case in partnership with TransLink and other local partners. This package includes ideas for proposed changes to local bus routes that could connect to the Millennium Line UBC extension in the future as part of a local bus integration plan. That plan would be put into place by time this extension is ready to open to the public. A map of TransLink's package, L. Proposal for a new UBC extension bus service in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink Screenshot Package, M. Proposed future study areas, UBC, UEL, Vancouver, Richmond, New Westminster, see images 24 and 25 in Gallery. Many ideas were considered for the areas mapped and listed below, highlighted in pink. While some did not align with current service demands, others are constrained by existing infrastructure. Addressing these challenges will require additional collaboration with local partners and stakeholders. Therefore, we recommend conducting further studies of these areas. A map of TransLink's package, M, proposal for possible future studies in its Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, as of January 29, 2025. By TransLink Screenshot. Which routes will be prioritized? The 10 packages are among a total of 13 listed by TransLink. The order of priority routes is not known, with a second engagement survey set to begin February 10. Once priorities are determined through the Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan, TransLink will seek funding to implement the improvements in future investment plans, TransLink spokesperson John Jiang told VIA in an earlier statement. In the Phase 2 guide, TransLink said the authority would control the operational side of the proposed network changes, such as design, fleet and hours of frequency. Many of the new routes or changes would need upgrades, such as building sidewalks or making bus stops more accessible, the guide stated. Some routes would also need space for buses to stop or turn around at the end of their trip. These on-street bus facilities are usually managed by local governments or the Ministry of Transportation and Transit. For more information, you can visit the Burrard Peninsula Area Transport Plan page of TransLink's website.